say, you are just so on point. Girl, keep it up.
Welcome back, guys, for another episode. So just to continue off of what we were talking about yesterday, again, I am taking a look at the chart where the planets are at right now to kind of see what is going on. Now, I am looking at this data based off of the day of the week that we are on right now. Now, the thing about days of the weeks is that they each are ruled by a planet. As I stated yesterday, since yesterday was Monday, Mondays are ruled by the moon. That ain't gonna change, okay? As I like to say, moon day. So when I say moon day, I am talking about Monday, okay? Now, since we are on a Tuesday, Tuesday is tied to the planet of Mars, okay? Now, Mars is tied to what? Military, police, knives, doctors, surgeons, also entrepreneurship, maybe the brand ambassador in some sort of a way, fitness, likely sports, but you know, fifth house or Leo is also sports as well. So we could say Mars and Sun are sports energy, okay? So that's just a few things that Mars is tied to. Now, if you don't know, I'm about to tell you. Mars is currently at fall in the sign of Cancer. That's not going to change either. We know that Mars is at home in Scorpio and Aries, right? Okay, that's basic stuff. But Mars is exalted in the sign of Capricorn. So remember, I always talk about across the street neighbors if we're talking about trying to figure out or remember when planets are like in fall or detriment. So since Mars is exalted in Capricorn's house, that means that Mars doesn't like to be at Capricorn's sister's house. Capricorn's sister's house is Cancer, because Cancer is the opposite sign to Capricorn on the natal chart, okay? But also we know Cancer is tied to the moon, right? And we know, like I said before, Mars is tied to Scorpio and Aries. The moon is also debilitated in a Mars sign, which is what? Scorpio, okay? But anyway, so back to the particular chart. Now, the moon is still in Virgo, and actually, I believe later on tonight, the full moon is going to be in Libra. Now, we know Libra is also tied to the seventh house, okay? Just if we just took away all the planets, Libra is going to be situated on the seventh house. But even outside of that, we know Libra is tied to relationships, okay? We also know Libra is also tied to divorce. Libra is tied to the arts. So there could be some sort of a significant ending, especially for those of you that are cardinal energy, and cardinal energy is Libra, Cancer, Aries, Capricorn. So if you have cardinal placements, believe about the early degrees of Libra, so about between like 0 degrees and 5 degrees, okay, if you have cardinal placements around that little sector, then you may even feel this energy the strongest, since the full moon is going to be happening in a cardinal energy. We know cardinal is like actionary, okay? So that's why I said, you know, and we know that the moon is tied to the home, is tied to the past. So we can say this full moon coming in is just cleaning up things that we did not get rid of in the past. Okay. But that's just the full moon. Now back to Mars day. Without a doubt, you have to make sure that you are being mindful whenever it pertains to the police, because the police like to be out on a Mars day, because Mars is tied to police officers, law enforcement. So just be careful about that, okay? But since Mars, again, like I said, is at fall in Cancer, I mean, it almost feels sort of like a fallout when it pertains to things surrounding the home, possibly things surrounding the mother, or possibly even things surrounding children. Some people may be spending money in a numerous amount of money when it pertains to trying to have a baby. So we're like going the IVF route. It may not necessarily take, well, especially if you're doing it today, it may not necessarily take today, because again, the planet of sex, which is Mars, is in fall in Cancer. Okay. So you know, your sexual appetite may not necessarily be up there. Let's say that, okay? Like, you could be craving it, but it may not necessarily be on a scale of, you know, let's just have sex. You want the intimacy. Because think about the moon, you know? We know the moon is changeable and stuff like that, but, you know, the moon likes intimacy. Why would the moon not? It's emotional. So some of you could be exploring maybe things about maybe your own body, or you're just exploring something in general when it pertains to intimacy, and you are looking back and kind of just like, you know what? I don't really care for the way you touch me, or I really don't care for the way that you show me love, or you are being intimate to me. That's fine. Okay. The thing is, though, there may be too much yelling, talking at one another instead of actually sitting down and having a conversation, since, like I said, the planet of action is at fall. So action steps that could be taken during this time, either by you or other people, it may not necessarily make sense. Honestly, it may rile you up. It may get under your skin. Okay. Now, Mars is making a trine, and I'm just going to go over the tightest aspects that Mars is making right now. Okay, Mars is making an aspect to the Sun as well as Mercury and I believe the Moon, but the distance between those planets in terms of aspect is pretty wide. So I'm just going to focus on the ones that are pretty close, because Mars is making an aspect about like 2 degrees to Saturn and about 4 degrees to Mercury. So we're going to focus on those two. Okay, now with Mars making an aspect to Saturn, okay, this can be a transit, or this can be an aspect that is focused on strength, ambition, as well as perseverance when it comes to taking on difficult tasks, building homes, because we know, since Mars is in the sign of Cancer, which is tied to real estate, building homes or having to rebuild homes. Okay. Also, this particular transit of Mars and Saturn is talking about budgeting as well, which makes sense because Mars is in the second house of, we know, finance, but also the second house is tied to your self-worth. Okay. Taurus, we know, rules over the throat, which I kind of look at as like the second house, but also Mars is tied to the face. Okay. It's not a good time for people to be getting creative with their facial structure, if you know what I'm talking about, because we know Mars is tied to surgery. Now, Saturn is also in the 11th house of fans, social media. So AI is gonna probably get bigger, but it's not like this is something that just fell out of the blue. Some people may act like that, but no. So we may even see, more holograms when it pertains to celebrities, ones that aren't even dead. They're well and alive. They just don't want to interact with fans in that way. That may possibly be introduced. Since Mars is in a water sign and Saturn is also in a water sign right now, this could probably be over the next 2 months, or this would likely be before the year is up, before the year is over. Okay. Now, another thing, we may start to see more influencers, or maybe even, like I talked about before, the modern day celebrities covering their face using, for some reason, the group Gorilla. Some of you guys remember whenever they came out way back, was it like maybe 15 years ago? Remember how big they were? Never showed their face. Very, just an animated group. Okay. But what is the group that Pharrell is in? I can't think about it. Daft Punk. Is that the one? Yes. Like that. We may start to see more celebrities or influencers go that particular route when it pertains to covering their face. Very incognito. It can be very weird, because we know, you know, the 11th house I see is normally tied to Aquarius, but we know Aquarius can have that weird type of energy, unconventional, misunderstood. Okay, but that's another thing that you have to watch out for today. Even though this trine aspect between Mars and Saturn is good when it comes to being ambitious and having strength and persevering, okay? Like I said, in some instances, it could be a little bit catastrophic, especially if you are the person that has always followed the status quo when it pertains to your mother, or whenever it pertains to your family. So a lot of people could be feeling like, I need to break free from underneath my parents' thumb. I mean, some people that may be possibly living at home with their parents, they may make a transition, and they may not be living with their parents. They may decide to go live with an older sibling or just to get a roommate. Okay, remember, Mars is passion and it's in Cancer. So this still needs to be a decision that you have to think about first before you just be like, okay, we're going to do it. Because with it being in fall, in a sign of the moon, which is already fickle, you have fickleness on top of fickleness. Okay, so you have to be careful about that. Now, even outside of that, with this Mars Saturn transit, you know, your love life may get somewhat of a boost in a way for these next couple of weeks, or like I said, 2 months. So we're talking about a boost in terms of a partner may want to dedicate themselves to you, or now all of a sudden this partner is trying to prove their loyalty to you. They're trying to make way in some sort of a manner. Now, some of you have to be careful because, again, Mars is the planet of sex. So you have to make sure they're not just doing this just so you can sleep with them, because some of you, I do feel that this will be what could happen. They're going to be doing all these things, trying to make room for you in their life because they just want to get in your pants again. Because remember, like I said, Mars is at fall. So there's action, but the action is likely not going to stick because, like I said, the Mars's dispositor is the moon. And the Mars, when I say dispositor, I mean if a planet, let's say if, again, since Mars is in Cancer, the dispositor would be the planet that rules over Cancer, which would be the moon. That's what I mean by dispositor, okay? So Mars is making a square aspect to its dispositor right now in the fifth house of dating, in the fifth house of entertainment. So some of you have to be careful to not fall prey or victim to people that just want to get in your pants. You will be able to tell, but some of you are going to ignore that, the big picture of that. You're going to ignore the red flags. So this is not the time to ignore the red flags, even though, so I would say maybe in some sort of manner, this may be a transit where you're being love bombed. Like I said, and this could transpire over like the next 2 weeks, 2 months, or even possibly 2 days. But also, since this aspect is separating, so even though Mars and Saturn are linked up right now and they have this, you know, increased sex drive, increased sex appeal, new relationships coming together, existing relationships trying to get back together, it is moving further apart from one another. So I don't necessarily think that this is going to stick, even though Mars and Saturn in trine can be one where, you know, you want to find a commitment. You want to find a long-term partnership with marriage and perhaps children. Some people will end up doing that, but it will be with somebody from your past. I talked about that before. Okay. Now, also, this could be an opportune time to start a business. This is not something brand spanking new that you thought about today as you're listening to this. This is likely something that you thought about maybe before Pisces even moved into, maybe before Saturn even moved into Pisces. So probably in February, you thought about this particular idea and you just sat back, remained idle, just like, ah. So this could be a good time to actually kickstart that and get it off of the ground. Now we have to remember that you have to invest wisely since Mars at fall is in the second house of our finances, of banking, of loans. Okay. Now, yesterday we talked about that moon trine Venus, right? And I forgot to say, I should have said it, but yesterday would have been a good time to apply for loans. It's not the case now because moon is starting to move away from Venus. It's starting to separate. So if you didn't apply for a loan yesterday, you don't need to be applying for one today. Especially because some of you guys' finances may be in a hole. It's feeling like it's being depleted, or I don't know any of the other words, but that doesn't mean you start panicking and you start just applying for stuff, because I don't necessarily think it's going to be in your favor. Another thing as well, something financially speaking that you did not take care of in the past could be coming back up for you to take care of soon and soon could be before the end of the day, in the next 2 hours from you listening to this. Okay. Now, the other aspect I wanted to take a quick look at was Mars making an aspect to Mercury. Now, it is applying. So this is something that likely or possibly hasn't happened yet, because like I said yesterday, applying, happening later on, separating, it already happened. Okay. We know Mercury is also tied to younger siblings. It's also tied to sales. I'm going to say it's scamming, because Mercury right now is sitting in the 12th house. Okay. And it just made it into Taurus. We know Taurus is the banking system. Okay. So some of you had to be careful when it comes to your cards, locking your cards, because again, we are going into a time period where, financially speaking, okay, or this is happening right now, people are in a jam. People are in a hole. You don't have time to be giving away your money, okay? Because again, with Mercury applying to Mars, and also there may even be some secret documents possibly tied to real estate company or some sort of, could be a politician, or it could just simply be the House of Representatives, because Cancer or Moon is tied to the House of Representatives, the municipal government, okay, or who knows, local senator, mayor, or something like that. So that could be, and it could be in states or countries that are ruled by Cancer, okay. Maybe even possibly something tied to Africa, because I think Africa is actually considered to be a Cancer. It may be like the southern part of Africa, so we'll have to see that. But again, we know that Mars is tied to, like I said, military, okay. And you know, again, with kind of like Mercury being somewhat of like that, I guess, younger type of energy, I don't know if younger children are being pushed into military training already, but it's a possibility, okay. Anyway, so with Mercury being in the 12th house, okay, and like I said, is being in the house of Taurus, this will be a very strong manipulative type of energy, because whatever the sign the planet is in, it kind of takes the characteristics of that sign. So with Mercury being in an earth type of energy, we know earth is grounded, but earth can be slow. We know Taurus can be slow. We know Taurus can be bullheaded. So this is something that you just have to be mindful of, okay? 12th house is also our subconscious, right? You have to find a way to keep your subconscious clear, because like I said, it may be a bit rough in a manner when it pertains to banking systems, but some type of banking system is falling, about to start falling, because Mercury just entered the first degree, okay? Now, it may not necessarily be a very old banking system. It could be fairly new, because like I said, Mercury is tied to our younger siblings. So we could say that it could be someone may have created a currency to branch off of another currency. I mean, maybe even cryptocurrency in a way, you know, in this particular instance, maybe some form of a cryptocurrency that was built off of a longer standing cryptocurrency, or whatever you want to call it. Okay. That may be something that could possibly be in trouble at this particular time. It may not necessarily make it. They may have to scrap it. They may possibly try to do this 4 times, or somebody's trying to push some sort of currency for the next 4 years or the next 4 months. Now, since, like I said, this is applying, okay, this is possibly in the early stages of development. So like I said, even though it may fall at the beginning, I would say in the future, whoever is building this may figure out, you know, the bells and whistles, and then boom, we have a new currency. Now, I don't know if this is going to be, I mean, it could be for the United States, because the United States, we know, is a Cancer, because Independence Day, July 4th, was in 1776. Can't get no more Cancerian than that, okay? And they may be secretly trying to destroy currencies that could compete with theirs, or they may be secretly trying to come up with something else that can keep up with this change that is happening around the world. Africa somehow is involved in this, but we'll just have to wait and see. So I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of what I was looking at this morning when it pertains to Mars Day. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to follow the podcast as well as, you know, give me a like, thumbs up on my YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe because we talk about cool stuff over there. I've been having quite a bit of stuff going on the last week and it's still some stuff going on this week. Okay, so if I'm in and out or I'm not like, you know, trying to get requests from you guys, I haven't forgotten. I just have a lot going on, okay? But again, thanks for sticking around and I will see you later.